It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac Qui Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Qui Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. Kind of wish the sun would shine.
Yeah, well, we saw a little bit of that this weekend, but not a whole lot. It was a little warm, a little rainy, but... A little warm,
that's kind of an understatement.
Everybody managed to pull off all their celebrations anyway. And
heat index over 100.
Yeah, it was a little humid out there.
Yep.
Kathy said she was over in Nassau. She was really getting to work out or sweating. She didn't think she ever sweat that much in her life, she said. So I tried to stay where it was air-conditioned when I could.
So did I.
Yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran here, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Technical Sergeant John Gilman Smogard. John was born on January 12, 1917, here in Madison, and passed away on May 28, 1996. He entered active duty September 11th, 1942, Fort Snelling into the United States Army Air Force. Was honorably discharged 3 years later on December 30th, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was an aircraft engineering technician with the 330th Air Service Group. Spent 13 months in the Pacific Theater of Operations. Took place in battles in the Western Pacific, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Army Air Force Technician's Badge. He was a marksman with the M1 carbine. He was an expert with 50 caliber machine gun. And he was an expert with the Thompson, 1928 Thompson submachine gun, the 45 auto made famous by gangsters.
Yeah, the gangsters.
Yep. He also earned the Good Conduct Medal, Meritorious Unit Award, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Ribbon, and the American Theater Ribbon. So we thank you, John, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Hats off to the veterans.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, our subject's kind of, I guess, continuation of last week's sweeping veterans health care bill becomes law. It has to do with Title I.
Yep, caring for our veterans. Last week I talked about a little bit of the introductory part of the John S. McCain III, Daniel K. Akaka, and Samuel R. Johnson, VA Maintaining Internal Systems and Strengthening Integrated Outside Networks Act, also called the VA Mission Act. Which President Trump signed into law on June 6th. This comes from a June 7th article written by Mackenzie Wolf off the American Legion's legislative website. And today we're talking about Title I out of the five titles in that, which is Caring for Our Veterans. There's five parts to this title. The first part is Establishment of Community Care Programs. One of the largest changes in legislations will bring to VA healthcare is the expansion of community care program. VA Mission Act gives veterans more control when it comes to their healthcare, such as increased access to private sector care, improvements to standards for quality, access to walk-in care, ensuring individuals can get appointments scheduled in a timely manner, and continuity of care. The section requires an individual to have access to community care if the VA is unable to provide the care or services needed by an individual. Some of the considerations for access to community care include distance between the veteran and the facility, the type of service, the timeliness of available appointments, and whether the veteran seeking care faces an excessive burden. In other words, if they have, you know, multiple appointments and they got to drive all over creation to get to them, that's kind of an excessive burden.
Yes.
An area addressed under the Establishment of Community Care Program provision is the remediation of medical service lines. If a service line is determined to be non-compliant with the standards for quality, a plan of action must be submitted within 30 days that addresses the actions necessary to bring the medical service line into compliance. Another part of this title is paying providers and improving collections. The VA Mission Act contains a clause requiring the prompt payment of providers. It directs that service providers be paid in under 45 days for paper claims and under 30 days for electronic claims. This has been kind of an issue lately, last couple years at least, where medical community providers are doing appointments for the VA, but the VA is not paying them in a timely manner. It can be stressful for billing departments and whatnot. So hopefully this will straighten things up. Another part is an education and training program. These programs will teach veterans about eligibility criteria for care under the VA, priority enrollment groups, co-payments, and other financial obligations that fall on the veteran, as well as how to utilize the standards for quality and access standards. Part of the education and training program will provide veterans information on what to do when they have a complaint about health care received through the VA. You can also contact our office on that. We can help determine eligibility and apply for care and things like that.
That's why you're there.
That's why
right.
we're here.
Right.
Other matters relating to non-Department of Veterans Affairs providers include a process to ensure safe opioid prescribing practices, which has been a hot button issue lately. Improved information sharing with community providers, competency standards for non-VA healthcare providers, and access to and participation in national and state-level prescription drug monitoring programs. That's just good business practice right there. The opioid epidemic, and it's been getting a lot of attention lately.
It has.
Yes. And other non-department healthcare matters includes provisions to use the remaining Veterans Choice Fund to pay for healthcare services at non-VA facilities or through non-VA providers, as well as permitting VA healthcare professionals to provide treatment with telemedicine. So in other words, take this bunch of money that was allocated for the Veterans Choice Program and distribute it in a better manner. Family caregiver program is also addressed in this section. The act requires VA to expand eligibility for VA's program and comprehensive assistance for family caregivers to veterans of all eras. When this caregiver program came out, it was only eligible to veterans family members if they had served after 9/11/01. So this is expanding it to veterans of all generations, which I've personally been hoping for. Last couple of years, there's been some legislation that's died in committee, but it finally got passed. So
that's a good thing.
Yes, happy to hear about expanding this caregiver program to veterans of all generations.
All right.
So we'll be talking about the other four titles. Titles 2 through 5 will be covered in next week's radio show and newspaper article. This article will be found in the Western Guard, the Dawson Sentinel, this week, and there might be some information on the VA Mission Act on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that's 1-888.
Link Vet, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Fridays.
Nice and green over there now.
It is.
Yeah, really green.
You reach us by phone at 598-3445. Our office will be closed tomorrow. I have some things to do up in St. Cloud tomorrow,
okay.
So I will be out of the office.
Back tomorrow. On Wednesday again?
Yes.
Okay.
Normal office hours.
All right. Sounds good. It's probably always a good idea maybe to call ahead and make an appointment if they can.
Especially in the summer months, they seem to be out and about more often.
Never know when something might come up.
That's right.
All right. Very good, Josh. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lackparl County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here, for Vets Info on the Air.